This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Building the relationship off the field is the most important thing for me right now, especially with every single individual. Obviously, every player's had an opportunity, even in the last 2 days, to express themselves. But they know also that it's a sport where we want to go out on the weekend and win. This team right now, I think, has a very, very strong depth chart behind it. There's a lot of quality, and it's made my job extremely hard. But that's what every coach in the world wants. They want to have a team and a squad of players that can compete for the chances, make my job really difficult. And again, I trust in the entire team. I trust in the entire squad.
That is the current head coach of City SC, David Critchley, speaking yesterday at a press conference that we brought to you. We brought much of it to you on 104.1 FM KMOX after the dismissal of Olaf Melberg, which happened this week. And we knew something like that was going to go down, just because there hasn't been a whole lot of success with the team this year, especially in the last couple of months, because they have not won a game, an MLS league game. They have not won in over 2 months.
Wow.
So to talk about it with us, Dale Schilly, the City SC Academy director and analyst on Y98, joins the show. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Doing okay. John Hancock is here. I don't think any of us are surprised that this move happened. So when you heard about it and then heard about the promotion of Critchley, what are your thoughts now?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think we all were wondering, you know, when was this going to happen? By the way, last week we did say that we would get a new intro to the show instead of listening to Joey end the game. So we were prophetic in that regard.
Yeah.
You kind of knew it was going to happen. You didn't know when. And then when Critch got appointed, he's had successes with the teams that he's worked with. Knowing that there wasn't an imminent replacement, Critch understands the philosophy of the club and where we're trying to head from a playing style perspective, and knows the players and has been around training and the staff and whatnot. So from that perspective, it's wasn't really surprised by the next step for Critch and for the club, and knowing that it buys some time for the for leadership to look for for another replacement and then get Critch back into a position that's appropriate for his development as a coach. But great challenge for him. He's very knowledgeable, relationship based. He'll be good for the players, and hopefully he can get some things turned around and maybe make something more of the opportunity.
So was it primarily a style of play, a dissatisfaction with the style of play that Melberg was producing that led to his dismissal?
Yeah, I think you know, results certainly have to be a part of it, just because of the nature of the business. But I think the combination of the results and the combination of you know, what the games look like and what the intention is of the organization for the games to look like, that wasn't quite the same. Things did start to change a little bit, but then the results that we had found earlier in the year weren't matching up. So, yeah, I think it's a combination of the two that ultimately led to the change. And unfortunately for Olof and the team, we just had a lot of injuries and guys missing, and he didn't have some of the depth that coaches would have liked to have to be able to, you know, move the lineup around or have some options in their lineup. So it was just a tough situation for all.
Would the results in your mind have been the same with any other head coach?
Well, I mean, if you look at it, let's just look at the full roster. You know, we've got some results from the group a year ago when Hartle and Toyshirt and those guys came into the fold last August or last July. So, you know, we had, you know, gotten some results then, had a few wins, and, you know, we're right around the playoff line. So we've seen results different. We didn't have the number of injuries that we had currently, but we have seen this group get to a point where they were playing at about the level of playoff soccer, albeit around the ninth spot, which is the last playoff spot. You like to see things go a little bit higher than that, but you know, I do think that we can compete there, and we have demonstrated it, but with the injuries, we just couldn't get over the hump.
So the goal, I assume, is still to try and push to get to a playoff spot. We're kind of buried right now in the standings. How realistic is it that this club, as it's constructed, can get there?
Yeah, I would say we're going to need some help. We're going to need some players in the transfer window in July. Right now we're 9 points out of the ninth spot, which is the play in position. Teams 8 and 9 get a play in to see who goes into the regular portion of the playoff. 11 points out of the seventh spot. So, you know, it's tough. It's early enough in the year where, you know, in this league, a couple of wins puts you back into the fold quickly. San Jose, who we play Saturday, played Wednesday night, got a win out in Los Angeles. So they got a short turnaround and long travel. That helps us. We're starting to get players back. We've seen some of the injured players back in training. So there's a renewed enthusiasm. Hopefully that carries over into Saturday afternoon.
How will, do you believe, if at all, City SC and the front office will approach addressing the roster moving forward? Because I know there has been some frustration with acquiring talent and being willing to spend money to do that. There has been money spent, but maybe not to the level a lot of City fans would like, especially when you look at you know, what they, the amount of revenue they brought in from ticket sales and the fact that the city has been really supportive of them in the first few years. So do you think there's going to be much difference in that regard?
I would say I'm going to go back a few years. I think I've talked to Chris about this before, but you know, one of the greatest moments for us was winning those first five games in year one, but it's also one of the more difficult and trying times as well, because what it did was it masked maybe some roster issues that we had that we didn't have to really look at. You know, those five wins propelled us through the League's Cup in the summer and then into the fall, where we finished first place in the conference. But we didn't have to take a hard look at the roster. What are the chances of us going year one and getting all the players right, the chances are minuscule, really small. But we didn't have to take a hard look and really take an honest appraisal of where everybody is, and then, you know, change the roster year two and then again in year three. So, you know, I would say that, yeah, I would think that ownership will look at the roster and how it should change going forward. But a lot of it, not having to do with spending money, but more of it taking a realistic view of where we are in comparison from a talent perspective to teams in the rest of the league.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
I was looking at the rules that govern how you compensate players and all of that. This is a complicated system in order to field a team in the first place. How much of a challenge is that in building a roster of players that you're confident can go out and win?
It's a challenge, but at the same time, it's why things change so quickly. You know, Cincinnati and their first 3 years finished in the bottom of the league, and then 1 year later, they're, you know, finishing in the upper third. Los Angeles, on the other side, the Galaxy, win the league last year and haven't won a game yet this year. So it's, you know, things can change really quickly with some attention to the detail and the talent level, because the league is built on parity. So you can turn things around quickly, just have to make the right choices.
So let's talk about how quickly they can turn it around, or at least go back to that, because they, I believe it was Lutz yesterday who said, you know, there are 57 points still out there to be had. And obviously they're not going to get all of those, but knowing where they are in the conference, you know, second from the bottom, how real is the opportunity for them to get back in it?
So I would say what we've seen in the past, and this is without me doing, you know, last minute research here, but I've used 45 points as my barometer to get into that group of nine into the playoffs. So, you know, we're at 11 now, so 34 more points. You know, 57, that means there's 19 games left. So, you know, is it possible? Yeah, you know, it's possible. You're going to have to get 2 points a game to get to that stage or just under. So it's a tall order, but, you know, you have to get on a run, and we certainly have talent, and you've got, you've got a guy like Roman Berkey who can single-handedly win games for you, or at least keep teams off the board until you have a chance to score a goal. He certainly did that in year one, and we've seen him stand on his head to keep us in games. So it's a tough one. It is not a given, but you have already on that end of the field with Roman. Depending upon what you can find in the summer and the transfer window, I think there's a chance you could get there, but we need to find a little bit more talent, maybe something in the back to help us from an athletic perspective, and then, something up front to help us from a goal scoring perspective.
Yeah, and this is the last year of Roman Berkey's contract, and very unclear whether he'll come back. And I think he's probably one of the elite goaltenders in the MSA.
Sure.
How likely are we to keep him?
Well, I think that's the other part about this is while all this is going on, you also have to keep one eye on, next year. I know he likes his time here. He likes the community, likes St. Louis. But, that's one of Lutz's, big decisions that he has to make is how does he keep Roman here and extend the contract and keep him in the community. So that's another big question, but having an eye not only on what's going on in this current year, but how are you going to deal with the future?
All right. So Dale Shilley, tomorrow afternoon, City SC hosting San Jose. You want to tell us about that one?
San Jose has got some attacking players, three or four really good attacking players. They've scored 33 goals so far this year. They've given up quite a few, but they have the highest goal production of any team in the league. So should be an exciting one. They beat Los Angeles the other night, 1-0 out in L.A. They'll come in here with a good attacking sense. We'll see how Critch has done with kind of re-energizing the guys and getting that bump. That's something that people talk about is having players kind of rebound from when they get that new coach in and the new sense of energy. So hopefully we can find it and pull one off and start things on the right foot for Critch.
Well, it's on you tomorrow, my friend.
That's right. It's on me.
It's on you. What time's the pregame show? You want to tell us?
We'll start at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Kickoff will be at 1:40.
1:40.
On Saturday, Saturday afternoon. It's supposed to be 85 degrees. It'll be a great day for a game.
Are you ready for this? Because tomorrow's the start of the gross St. Louis summer. You ready?
Yes.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right. Be good, Dale Shilley.
Go get him.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa. Mm-mm. Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.